There's nothing more comfortable than an old pair of boots, but you've got to break them in first. Strike out on an old trail or a dusty road. You might even bump into Chip McCabe if you wander onto the wrong side of the tracks. Tuesdays at 7, Wednesdays at 1 on Cygnus Radio.
Metal Dad Radio Show, up in the irons, as we always do. Now, Dad, I gotta say, you picked one of my favorite songs from the band right here.
I know, and because you're here with us for one more week while you're on spring break, I figured I'd play something off your favorite Iron Maiden record, Seventh Son of a Seventh Son. Of course, Iron Maiden, The Clairvoyant is the name of that too. I figured I hadn't heard that song in a while, so I figured we'd play that. And I'm feeling reborn again, as Bruce Dickinson said, because we've got a good show this week. We've got a record label showcase this week that's very particular. There's a very particular reason why I chose it. And then, of course, we have album celebrating anniversaries, and we have new stuff, including a band that's, you know, been on the scene for a hot minute, and that would be Cancer, who, of course, dropped their debut album back in 1990, but they have their first record out in 7 years. It's due on April 25th. It's called Inverted World. Let's give you the lead single off of that. This is Cancer, the track called Amputate. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Metal Dad Radio Show, keeping it grim and dark and all things evil right there. Tell us a little bit about that great stuff we just heard.
Yeah, that's a band right there that I have to be honest, I know very little about. The band is called Vollmond Procession, which of course is German for full moon procession. They're from Switzerland, and they have a brand new record out on Von Records, that's due out April 7th. It's called Lazarus, and we gave you the title track off of that. It's the lead single. It's a pretty rad music video for it, too, of just a dude trudging through snow in the Alps. I don't know, but I dig it. I dig it. Vollmond Procession. Before that, a band out of Oakland, California called Doomsday. And they've got a new record that's dropping March 28th through Creator Destructor Records called Never Known Peace. And we gave you the title track off of that from Doomsday. And starting off the block, Cancer. First full-length album in 7 years, Inverted World, is due out April 25th through Peaceville Records. And we gave you the lead single, Amputate. So there you go. All right, so this week's label showcase. If my calculations are correct, which they are, this will be our 420th episode. 420. So I thought, let's do a label that deals predominantly in things like doom and occult rock and those types of things that align with the 420th episode of the Metal Dad Radio Show. And I came up with the first one that came to mind, actually, is Rise Above Records, which was started in 1988 by Lee Dorian, right after he left Napalm Death, as he was beginning to form Cathedral. And Rise Above Records has been a phenomenal label, really, ever since. Their discography is amazing. If you're into doom, sludge, occult rock, you know, trad doom, whatever, then Rise Above Records is a discography you should be well familiar with. And we'll start this block off with a band that technically has released every record on Rise Above Records, although they are also co-signed to Metal Blade at this point in their career. And that would be Blood Ceremony, who released their self-titled debut album through only Rise Above Records in September of 2008. Let's give you a track off this record right now. This one is called Into the Coven. It's Metal Dad Radio. We'll be right back.
standing next to me. Witness the beauty and the tragedy. White sitting in the government, so self-assured, but we all know power's in the wrong man's hands. A future plan for all mankind, they will run now. By one, they will freeze and they will bleed. There is no chosen one. Oh yeah.
Metal Dad Radio, a pretty fantastic showcase there, I gotta say, Metal Dad. I think you did this important day justice.
Yes, I was going through the Rise Above catalog. I realized I could probably do an entire show at least of different Rise Above Records releases. That right there is one of my favorites, and one of my favorite albums of the 2000s, hands down. Witchcraft, Firewood is the name of that record, their second album. And they released it in July of 2005 on Rise Above Records. That was Wooden Cross, I Can't Wake the Dead. Love that record a lot. Before that, The Gates of Slumber, who recorded a couple records for Rise Above in the late 2000s, including Hymns of Blood and Thunder, released September of 2009 through Rise Above Records. We gave you the track Death Dealer. And starting off the block, Blood Ceremony, a band who has been with Rise Above Records since their humble beginnings, including their self-titled debut album released in September of 2008, And we gave you the track Into the Coven, which I inadvertently picked and had no idea, Candyman, that it was your favorite Blood Ceremony song.
It is. I listen to that song like at least once a week. I'm a big fan.
I don't know if I knew that. I was very impressed that you sat here and just sang along every lyric.
I'm a big fan. I love that album. I think their debut is fantastic. And for some reason, that song in particularly, I've just always loved. Probably since I discovered it and I was like, oh, it shares a name with this Merciful Fate song I also love. And then I listened to it. I was like, it's so incredibly different from that, but I love it.
Awesome. Love that. All right. So let's go now into albums celebrating anniversaries. You and I are in agreement that this is the last truly great record from this particular band we're about to play. Not that I hate the material after this. I'm just, they went in a direction that I'm not a huge fan of. This is actually the transition album into that direction. But I really liked this record when it came out March 29th, 1999. This is Amorphis. And they released an album called Twinella. And let's give you a track of it right now. This one is called The Way. Smell That Radio.
Thank you. it's off the brain. You don't wanna know my pain. You don't wanna feel this way. Do you wanna ease my pain? Do you wanna take it off away?
No!
Take it away!
No!
Take it off away!
No!
Take it away!
No!
Take it off away! Pour yourself from my seat of emotion and a drink. Lost into the scalding dead. Scalding dead as I am.
Thank you.
Metal Dad Radio Show. Keeping it grim. We went all the way around, sort of a 360. I like it, Metal Dad.
Yeah, we did. We got heavier as that block went on, didn't we? That was Lord Belial, who on March 24th, 1997, released their Enter the Moonlight Gate album through No Fashion Records, which was distributed here in the U.S. through Metal Blade, I believe. Metal Blade's imprint, Death Records. Before that, you heard a band called Mind Rot, who on March 24th, 1998, released their album Soul through Relapse Records. We gave you the track Suffer Alone off of that album. That would be it for Mind Rot. They would literally release this album. I think they were technically broken up by the time this album actually released on March 24th, 1998, because a couple of the guys had left the band, and their drummer had left to go play for a terrible ska pop punk band by the name of Save Ferris. So there's that. And then starting off the block, Amorphis released their album Twinella March 29th, 1999 through both Nuclear Blast and licensed here in the States through Relapse. And we gave you the track The Way, which I believe, if I'm remembering correctly, there was a music video for on MTV. All right. So we're going to finish off this show the way we always do, as a tribute to, we believe, is the first ever heavy metal band. That would be?
Oh, Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath, of course, the perfect band to end your 420th episode with. So let's go all the way back. Let's give you some Sabbath. This is Electric Funeral. Till next week, kids. Electric Funeral.